Hey, welcome to the JB and I show. I am your host, Isaac the Fire Hulk Middleton. And this is post-edit Isaac. And this interview on one end came out immaculately, but on the other end, the audio came out garbled. But not everybody's audio, just my audio, thank God. So what I'm going to attempt to do is make those questions clear, and so those segments will be post-edit Isaac asking the questions, and the answers will be from the actual sessions and such like that, just for, like, you know, transparency reasons, so y'all know what I had to do to make the correction for the audio error. I have no idea why it did what it did. So, yeah. All righty, let's get to this interview.
Yeah, before anything, I want to thank you for having me on your show. It's truly an honor. So I just want to just say that before anything. So a little bit about myself. I won't bore you guys. It's very long, but I'll make it short. So a bit about myself. I'm born and raised here in New York City. Just love music since a young age of 7 years old. I feel like it was a calling of mine. And from that point on, you know, parents like instilled in me, like, listen, you got something to do, go all the way in this. So with that in mind, I started from my junior high school, school choir. And then from that point, I kind of was like, yeah, this kind of might be my thing, you know? So I went further on in my life, and I was able to work for Al Sharpton many years ago for the Change Choir for a bit. And it was a great experience. We got to travel a little bit and got to see a little bit of the other side, like how the other side of the music industry kind of is. I was like, okay, I like it. So afterwards, I left because I was going to school and being a model, so I had to balance out the schedules. But I continue on. I've been going to open mics, showcases, and this goes on. And yeah, the rest is here. Yeah.
Okay, you said, school choir, and I do believe I heard church in there as well. So tell me, what artists that may have influenced you in your time, like, you know, growing up and such like that?
I think my music is more inspiration. So I feel like when I do music, when I perform it or when I record it, whatever the case may be, I feel like they're hearing a piece of me, not physically, but like in the sense, like spiritually, you could say, or like something that could resonate with them, like whatever issues they're going through, I can relate to that, and I want them to know that it's okay to go through.
Is there a artist that, like, influence your work that, you know, that you would listen to, and they could be like elements, you know, there for your work?
I mean, there's a few that really, like, captivated me as a younger back in the day. So I think just to top a few, of course, Mariah Carey, that's one of them, of course. Celine Dion, the late Selena, as we all know. And it's just a list of people, but those are the top three I really idolized as a young kid. You know, going through and like, yeah, I want to be like that, you know.
If you had the opportunity to work with any musician, singer, band, or such like that, which artist would you choose to work with?
Man, that's a tough one. Oh, God. Okay, I think to sum it up, has to be one. Damn, you got me with that one. okay, I'm gonna go with Lady Gaga because I love her music.
All right, yeah, Lady Gaga is very talented. So, are you releasing a single or a album or EP or both?
Okay, so right now I just released a single called "Turn Me On." It's out now on all digital platforms. I'm also releasing my fifth EP album, late fall-ish or so. Mm-hmm. And then next year of 2027, I'll be releasing my eighth album called Self Love.
Okay, your single is already out. So where can they find your music? Spotify, YouTube, you know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Deezer, Tidal, Pandora Music. I think Apple Music? Amazon Music. They can find that those platforms.
Excellent. So,
musically, what do you plan on doing? Do you plan on like going on tour or just performing at some venues or, you know, do like an area type of thing? Do you have any plans in that regard?
Down the line, I haven't been booked yet, but I will eventually, like, remember September-ish or so, like, to get back on the stage. It's been a while since, I think, April, because I had eye surgery, so I couldn't be performing on stage. So I was like, I'm going to fall down, you know, that can't, that no good look. So I was like, let me take a break from my that situation. So I'm going to go back in September, hopefully, and get back on the stage and perform.
So growing up, is there an artist or musician or band that help influence your music creativity, inspiration, or such like that? You know, like Keith Sweat, I'll Be Sure, Gap Band, you know, such like that. Is there any musicians that help, you know, give you a direction, if it were, you know, for as like, you know, type of music you perform today?
Selena. It always goes back to her. The late Selena. What I mean, I've done not the Selena Gomez, the original Selena. Okay. She, I don't know, I'm just a fan, but I just love her work and how she crossed over from Spanish, of course, the Spanish audience into the, but they call it English, but American music, as they call it.
Yeah, or Spanglish.
Yes. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. That's cool.
Thank you.
If I never heard your music before and I didn't have the ability to play it, how would you describe to me what your music sounds like?
Okay. It's eclectic. I don't want to stay in a box, but I think majority of times it's like R&B, of course, soul, a little bit of Latin. It's a bit of different things, but it's pretty much inspiring music. It's uplifting, love songs, stuff of that nature, and It's more like something like kind of like easy listening, and it gets you dancing sometimes. It's a little bit of everything.
Okay, so I have had the privilege of hearing your music, and I think that is great. And I wanted to let everyone know this segment here will be on the IME iRadio station as well as the JBNI Show podcast. Okay, I have two shows on the IME iRadio station. That is the Mad Dash Morning Show, okay, and the Afternoon Cruise. The Mad Dash Morning Show starts at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and the Afternoon Cruise starts at noon, also Pacific Standard Time. This segment will be included there. And as I mentioned to you earlier, you are going to be our September digital cover talent for the Music Hollywood Fashion Online Magazine. We're thrilled to have you as our digital cover. You'll be joining some very talented and dynamic individuals that have agreed and are a part of the digital cover saga. You are also our spotlight, are in our spotlight. And that's basically what this is our artist spotlight, you know. And we're just so happy to be able to converse with you and work with you and such like that. And Shining Star Spotlight is able to give you some more recognition, and they will be able to see the dynamic work that you do and hear, excuse me, as they see, they'll be able to hear the dynamic work that you do. And and so we will be playing your music in both shows, and I'm also going to include it at the end of this interview so people can hear it as well. Absolutely. So when is your EP or album coming out? When is it coming out?
Okay, so for the EP, it may be or maybe late October-ish, November-ish, around that time. Okay. So, but I'll definitely stay in contact with you to let you know officially when it gets the official release date.
okay, excellent, excellent. That's good. Here, do you have a website that people could go to?
Yes, yes. Okay, so you guys, you want to share my music and stuff like that, also have it's www.verogmusic.com. That's all together. So again, it's www.verogmusic.com.
Okay, excellent. All the links is going to be in the description below. All right, so as we're wrapping up, is there anything else that like you would like to share with everyone before we go off air?
Oh, man, I'm going to be in there. Definitely. I'm like, yeah, come on. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, so you guys are going to be exclusive here on the show. I will be releasing my next latest single on all days on Christmas, December 25th of 2026. And it's called Talking That Ish. So that was a little more explicit. I'll send it to you, of course, when it gets out. It has a little cursing, but other than that, it's just expressing myself about certain things I've encountered. And yeah, and then of course, again, next year, Self Love, the AC album, forgive me, will be coming out. And you're getting the first, by the way, you're getting the official release date. Okay. It's on Valentine's Day. Yes, February 14th of 2027. Nobody knows, so I gave you the exclusive here first.
Excellent. Yeah. Look to it, and thank you for that exclusive right there.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Okay. Thank you so much, Veronica, for being here today with me in this interview. Be sure to check out her work. Is V-E-R-O-G, Verog. I'm going to post all the links in the description below. For all of our independent artists, if they make the top 10, we send like a certificate of like congratulations and such like that. Just, you know, want to continue to support them and encourage all of our independent artists that, you know, we are able to play on our radio station and such like that. Just, you know, to continue to motivate them to continue to pursue this dynamic dream of theirs. Okay. And this is also the Shining Star Spotlight, spotlighting Veronica Verog. And, you know, we're going to play her music right after this so that you can actually hear her music and such like that. And, we're happy to be able to do that. And yeah, so just, you know, check her out on all major digital platforms. You know, also you can listen to her music on the IME iRadio station, which is being played right now. You know what I'm saying? Also, this is the JB and I show. I am the Fire Hawk. Until next time. Bye. Check her out, y'all.
See where this can lead. Let her to would just let you know that my heart lends to you. No matter where it leads, you have peace of me from here to eternity.